This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 22nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Independent oil refiners say the latest congressional push to get more U.S. corn ethanol into fuel tanks is dead on arrival. Two legislative proposals that Corn Belt lawmakers want attached to the farm bill fall short, according to the Fueling America Jobs Coalition. The coalition does not like the proposed farm bill amendment to allow year-round U.S. sales of higher ethanol blends, known as E15, and a measure to eliminate small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. E15 came close to House passage in January, but it was scrapped at the last minute. That after small and medium-sized refiners balked at a provision to shrink the number of refineries eligible for exemption from the national biofuel blending rules. A new E15 proposal for year-round sales would authorize EPA to grant RFS exemptions to small refineries that are on the brink of economic collapse or if a refiner is converting to renewable fuel production. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina today said he expects the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports could, quote, become global soon, as the president continues the naval blockade during a ceasefire with Tehran. I not only expect this blockade to stay in place until Iran shows a commitment to change their ways, I expect the blockade will be growing and that it could become global soon, Graham said in a post on X, in which he said he spoke this morning with President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He continued, quote, to those assisting or thinking about assisting the Iranian regime in distributing its oil, which provides resources for terrorism, you do so at your own peril. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations said the country would be ready to negotiate once the U.S. sends and ends its blockade. Vice President J.D. Vance canceled plans yesterday to travel to Pakistan for negotiations. The House version of the USDA's budget would cut the department's discretionary spending by $380 million, 1.4% less than the current budget, but still a smaller cut than sought by the Trump administration. The total discretionary budget in the bill released by the House Appropriations Committee would be $26.27 billion, well above the administration's budget of $20.7 billion, which is 19% below the enacted level. The bill prioritizes agencies and programs that protect our nation's food and drug supply, support America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, and ensure low-income Americans have access to nutrition programs, a press release from the House Appropriations Committee says. The bill proposes reducing the Farm Service Agency's salaries and expenses to around $1.1 billion, a $19.1 million cut from last year. In his budget request, Trump had proposed cuts of $172 million to FSA salaries and expenses. The Trump administration is hoping it can secure commitment from China for expanding agriculture exports beyond soybeans. And according to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer today, there's been a lot of talk about soybeans, and we have very specific commitments on soybeans, Greer told Ways and Means lawmakers during a hearing on the administration's 26 trade policy. But we're also looking to get commitment from the Chinese overall with respect to all of agriculture. Finally, Congressman David Scott of Georgia, staunch advocate of nutrition assistance and the USDA 1890 National Scholars Program, the first black lawmaker to chair the House Ag Committee, died yesterday. He was 80. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern farm bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.